A very good evening to you. You're tuned to Spotlight here on HCR 104 FM. We're with you through till 10 o'clock this evening, and we've got 2 hours packed with all things to do with drama and music this evening. So we're going to start off straight away, because we've got the packed first hour, with three people with us from Huntington Drama Club. And first of all, I'm going to say a very good evening to Steph Hamer. Steph, good evening.
Good evening, Martin.
And how are you this evening?
I'm relaxed, actually, quite remarkably.
You've been looking forward to this all day, haven't
yes.
you? Yes. And no, I don't bite, I promise. I only snap. And so we're here to talk this evening about your forthcoming production of an Alan Bennett play, which is called Habeas Corpus.
Yes.
When and where? What's
okay, we open on Thursday at the Commemoration Hall in Huntington High Street.
So that's this coming Thursday,
yeah? Thursday, the 20th of March at 7:30. Doors open at 7. And we go on Friday, Saturday, so it's three nights.
Three nights. Matinee as well, or just the three nights?
No matinee, no. Tickets are on the opening night, they're slightly cheaper, £8 or £6 for concessions, and on Friday and Saturday they're £9 or £7 for concessions.
And I believe there's a special meal deal thrown in on Thursday as well, is that right?
There is indeed, yes. Prima Restaurant is offering a special deal on a pre-theatre dinner. Any pizza or pasta dish from the main menu will cost just £5.95. And you can make your booking. They do strongly advise you to telephone them on 01480 45553. I think that's 555, isn't it?
Brilliant. Are the details of that on your website?
Yes, they are.
Excellent. Well, we'll give the website details at the end of the interview. So anyone, if you didn't manage to write that down now, then you'll be able to look it up on the website at the end of the interview. So who are Huntington Drama Club? Where is it? Is it... a large group, small group?
It's quite a... I'll hand you over to Bob, because he knows more about Huntington Drama Club.
Excellent. And we should mention that Bob is, in fact... I'm going to bring this in front of me so I can read it. Bob is Bob Pugh, who will be playing Sir Percy Shorter in the production, but obviously a long-term member of the club, eh?
Yeah, thank you, Martin. Good evening, everybody. I started working with this club in 1983, but this year the club celebrates its 70th anniversary. It's been bringing drama to Huntington for all of 70 years, and it's been a great club to work with both backstage and on stage, and we're really looking forward to this production. It's one of Alan Bennett's first plays, and unlike some of his plays, which get a little bit light and dark, this one is out and out funny, as well as having a few shades of grey.
You make it... Oh, not 50, I hope. you make it sound like you've almost been there all 70 of those years, Bob, actually, the way that you were enthusing about it, but I suspect it's probably only about 65.
Yeah, it feels like 70 sometimes.
Can I just ask you, when you're talking, to talk slightly closer to the microphone?
Okay, thanks,
and then those listening out in Huntingdonshire will be able to hear you. So, Habeas Corpus, it's a little bit naughty.
Yes, it is. It's a very raunchy farce about the permissive society.
The good old days of the 1960s, where people got up to things that maybe they shouldn't have been.
Yes, it really is almost a Brian Rix farce, with dropped trousers and certain parts of the female body being lusted after.
Yes, and recreated by all accounts, is that right?
or
created from not being there.
Yes, that's right. We have one character called Connie Wicksteed, who's Dr. Arthur Wicksteed's flat-chested spinster sister, and she sends away for a pair of false... boobs. An appliance, we call it.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think we're allowed to say boobs at this time of the evening. We're all right.
Anyway, as soon as she puts them on, she gets proposed to. So, you know, she thinks this is absolutely wonderful. And the whole play sort of relates around these falsies and mistaken identities.
Yes, it's. I did read a quick synopsis of the play before coming on, and it sort of... Lots of about 4 or 5 different stories intertwining around individuals within it, I think he's a fairly typical Bennett play as far as that's concerned.
It's fast, pacey, in and out, lots of exits, lots of entrances, and it's very funny.
So I'll say we are looking for the audience to laugh out loud here. It's very much playing
for
laughs.
We hope so, yes, yeah. Absolutely. We've laughed our socks off at every rehearsal, so if the audience don't find it funny, I shall be really disappointed.
Yeah, it would be a great shame. Mm. So we've met Bob. Maybe now we need to meet Tony, who is also here with us. And Tony, you can give us an idea of who you're playing, because it looks like lead role to me.
Thank you, Martin. Good evening. Yes, I play Dr. Arthur Wicksteed, who's essentially a lecherous middle-aged doctor. So I suppose to a certain extent...
Was it a typecast?
Well, I suppose to a certain extent... certain extent, it's only the doctor bit I've got to learn. But no, it's a splendid character to play. And there's lots of asides to the audience as well. So there's a sort of double side to it. One moment he's trying to reassure the... attentions of his lust, and then of course actually to the audience he's showing all the elements of his lust. So yeah, great role.
Sounds like a fun role to play.
It is.
And it's narrated, isn't it? The story is narrated from outside, is that?
Well, there's the housekeeper, Amelia Swab, who's wonderfully played by a colleague of ours called Jeanette, and yes, she sort of narrates the way through the story.
Yes, she holds it all together like a sort of linchpin. Yeah, she's a great character. There are 11 very funny characters in this play, and yeah, they're all got their own nice meaty bits, you know. It's a very ensemble piece.
So everybody gets a good chance to show
absolutely
their abilities. Now, talking about showing abilities, then, we thought we would do a small extract from the play for the listeners. So, Steph, you're going to fill a couple of roles for us, aren't you? So that the lads can do their part. Nodding your head doesn't help. It doesn't work on radio. And
I'll just describe the scene then.
Yeah, if you could set the scene for us, that
yes
would be great.
Well, the whole play takes place in Brighton's plush silk stocking district of Hove, and it's in a private practitioner's practice that the whole thing takes place. And Dr. Wicksteed has got his eye on the Honourable Felicity Rumpers, who is the daughter of...
Even the names are great,
yes,
aren't they?
I mean,
you could just picture the farce with the names.
Felicity is the daughter of Lady Delia Rumpers, who are visiting Hove at the moment. And Arthur Wicksteed is lusting after Felicity's body, and he's just had a little scene with her where he's trying to show her the difference between touching her like a doctor and then touching her like a man. And then he persuades her to go into the wings and take her clothes off. I hasten to add, she doesn't come on stage naked. She does have a little slip on. And so
damn
she... So this scene takes place when she has entered and Arthur is seducing her, and just as he's getting to the point of the seduction, Sir Percy Shorter, his a friend of, well, not really a friend even, sort of, go on, Bob, what are you?
I'm president of the British Medical Association. For anything else, your listeners will have to come to see the play.
Anyway, so shall we start the scene and we'll just see what happens?
Absolutely, crack on.
Hello. Hello, ears. Hello, eyes. Hello, nose. Hello, mouth. Hello, fingers. Hello, knees. Hello, Percy.
So?
I was just giving this young lady an aspirin.
In her underclothes?
It's very hot in here.
Oh, don't worry, I have a diploma in tropical medicine. Miss Rumpers, I don't think you know Sir Percy Shorter.
President of the British Medical Association. Is this young lady a patient of yours?
Well, the idea that a doctor of my reputation would meddle with a patient is repugnant to me. Leave my ears alone, will you, dear? And if not a patient, what?
Well, you tell me.
A friend of the family, the whole family, like you. Well, strange, she's not a bit like you. Come out of there, Miss Rumpers. There's nothing of interest in my trouser pockets to you. Humbugs, you know. She knows I keep them there.
You're old enough to be her father.
Well, so are you.
She wasn't tickling my ears.
That's true. Miss Rumpers, why don't you tickle Percy's ears? I don't think she wants to. I'm not surprised.
Enough of this. Shall I tell you what I think?
No.
Yes.
I think this young woman is a patient. that you are abusing your position to interfere with her, that it is a scandal, that you are a blackguard, that it is my duty to bring your little games to the notice of the Medical Disciplinary Committee, that I'll do all in my power to have you struck off.
No!
What have you got to say to that?
You little prat!
Who are you calling little?
Arthur?
Oh, Muriel!
I've just discovered your husband with his tongue down this young lady's throat.
Kissing? Kissing? You slut!
I fear kissing was just the tip of the iceberg.
Of course, I've known for years our marriage has been a mockery. My body lying there night after night in the wasted moonlight. I now know how the Taj Mahal must feel.
Oh, listen, I can explain everything.
No, save it for the decree, Nysai.
Divorce? We can't get divorced. Think of our son, Trevor Keith.
Dennis!
Be the child of a broken home. He'll probably turn to juvenile delinquency.
He's too old for juvenile delinquency.
Oh, thank God for that.
Mention of divorce and avenues open up all round. Think of it, Percy. A hostess, perhaps at one of our leading London hotels, catering for an international clientele where my knowledge of languages can be put to good use.
You have no knowledge of languages.
A smile knows no boundaries. Thank goodness I'm not alone.
Oh, and now, suddenly at this moment of rejection, she goes knock, knock, knock at the door of my heart, and through a gap in the chintz, I see a ghost of an old passion.
Come, Muriel, lean on me.
Excuse me, Doctor.
Spotlight on HCR 104 FM. Spotlight on HCR.
You're tuned to Spotlight on HCR 104 FM, and we are currently in the middle of a fantastic interview with Huntingdon Drama Club, and specifically director of Habeas Corpus, Steph Hamer, and two of the actors from the show, Tony Barron and Bob Pugh. And we just had a fantastic excerpt, which if that didn't tempt you to go and buy tickets straight away, I don't know what will. So let's go straight into... how do people get tickets? We will put something up on our Facebook page and at the end of the show, so that if you miss it now, you can go back on and have another look and find out those details. But Steph, tickets. How are we getting tickets to come and see you?
Right, it's very, very easy. You just go on to the Huntingdon Drama Club website, which is huntingtondramaclub.org.uk.
Well, that's a difficult one to remember, isn't it?
Yeah. Then just tick buy tickets, I think, and that'll take you through to the site. We don't charge a booking fee if you book online.
Excellent. I'm liking this more and more.
There is a phone number, but they do charge a booking fee of £1.50 per booking. So,
and that goes through the venue, I take it.
Ticket Source.
Yeah.
Yes. So my advice would be to go online and book your tickets, and you can see a picture of the seating plan, so you can see where you're going to sit exactly.
Well, that's brilliant. And again, the details of the Thursday night restaurant offer are on the website as well.
So yes,
people can have a look at that.
A pre-theatre supper at Prima Restaurant for Thursday night only.
So you can get on there, and that will give you a phone number to make a booking for that as well. Now, going back to the production then, there's specific interest with regard to the music that you've chosen for the... do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yes, well, there are a couple of little songs actually in the script... written by Alan Bennett, but there's a lot of verse, and I decided it would be good to put the verse to music. So a colleague of mine, Roy Bellas, has written original music specially for the play.
Oh, excellent.
And
so this will be an all-time first then for the...
It will, actually, yeah. yes. And Tony is the lucky man who has to sing most of the songs.
Yes, thank you for that.
But so it's basically, it's music and songs weaving in and out of the whole theme of the play. So it's just a very entertaining piece. Lots of action, lots of pace, music, and a little dance at the end. And lots of humour.
And I believe you've been very lucky in that you have some very talented actors. You wanted to mention that, didn't you?
Yes. Well, I came to see their last play, Picasso at the Lapin Agile, and I was very impressed with the sort of enthusiastic, talented cast that they had. And John Morgan, chairman of Huntingdon Drama Club, asked me if I'd like to direct something in the spring. And I thought, yes, it would be good to use these really talented young actors. So I went away and thought about this play, which has 11 parts in it, which is ideal.
So you personally haven't previously been a member of Huntingdon Drama Club? This is a new organisation to yourself?
No, actually I have. I performed in The Importance of Being Earnest. I played Lady Bracknell. And I was also in Separate Tables So as an actor, I have been involved with the group, yes.
And Bob's bursting to get back in.
Tell all the world out there in HCR land is that we've been very privileged to have Steph as our director.
Thank you, Bob.
And a great play. Steph's not just done stuff with Hunts Drama Club, with lots of other companies. She's been a director of Shakespeare at the George and shone on stage. And there was one production of a play called Our Country's Good, which she directed for Brampton Theatre, now sadly demised. But when she directed it, actually won the National RAF Theatre Association Prize, thanks to her direction. So we're really lucky to have her working with us.
Oh, and she's blushing now.
Thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thanks.
Oh dear. Bob, do you want to give us a bit of background then before we we've probably got about another 5 minutes, but some background to Huntingdon Drama Club. In particular, are you looking for new members? Are there opportunities for people for forthcoming productions?
Yeah, sure. As we said earlier, the club's celebrating its 70th anniversary, and now we regularly put on three plays a year of varying sorts, not just in the commemoration hall in Huntingdon, that we regard as our home. We've also taken plays up to the Medway on the estate, and they've been received very well there. We're always looking for new members. Again, details are on our website, which is huntingdondramaclub.org.uk.
Still.
And there are phone numbers there as well. So if there's any budding actors, actresses out there, backstage crew, we're always in need of. Anybody that's new to the area, that's had drama experience, come along and talk to us, and we'd really welcome you. We do also, when we can, between production, put on monthly play readings at different venues around the area, and that's for people who just would like to come and see us and say hello and find out if they like us, and we can find out if we like them too.
Antonio, you were looking to interject there.
I just wanted to follow on from what Bob said there, actually, is that when he talked about budding actors, I actually started with the club doing front of house for about five or six performances, and then when they wanted some lots of small parts, I was persuaded to go on stage and do a small part, and I hadn't actually been on stage since I was 14. I'm not one of the young actors that Steph was referring to. I'm 54 now, and I was on stage in Yeoman of the Guard, but this is now my fifth production. But I did start on front of house, and as Bob says, we're always looking for people to help in all kinds of different aspects of the work that the club does, but it doesn't mean to say that you can't change between all of them.
And I think what strikes me about drama in Huntingdonshire in particular, if you look at the youngsters, and there's an awful lot of musical theatre opportunities for young students that might want to do acting, but very, very few of the groups that are aimed at youngsters are straight acting. And maybe there's some opportunities for, let's say, people in their late teens to come along.
Oh, absolutely. And I think even though it's not our club, we should recognise the contribution that Huntingdon Youth Theatre is making to the area as well. And for anybody that's interested, I'll plug them, why not? They are performing excerpts from a trial that was held in the town, in the court, in the town hall in Huntingdon, 8th, 9th and 10th of May. Tickets are going fast for that too. It's actually a trial scene held in the court where it was originally held. So there is one group that certainly in Huntingdon, and another one in St Ives. It's the feed through when youngsters get to be that age to go off to college to work that is difficult to bring them on into I nearly said adult, I don't mean that as a description to them. It's
more mature,
it's
shall we call it,
flow into another drama club.
Yeah,
if there are people who are doing other things when they leave school.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for that background. I think what I'd like to do now is just repeat all the details with regard to getting tickets, because at the end of the day, as much as these good people have come in here to talk to the folk of Huntingdonshire to let you know what's going on, really what we want to do is fill the commemoration hall every night, so that the bigger the audience, the louder the guffaws, and the more fun everybody will have. So let's have those details again of how we can get in touch. Or how we can get the tickets, please, if
okay,
we can.
Yes, yep. Yes. If you go on to huntingdondramaclub.org.uk and you can go straight to buy tickets, that'll take you through to getting your choosing your seats. Or you can telephone 0333 666 3366, but you will be charged a booking fee for that.
Brilliant. Well, thanks again very much for coming in. I wish the two gentlemen break a leg, and trust everything goes well for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
and Steph,
you.
Uh, your job is almost over.
Yes, I know. I'm going to sit back and enjoy it.
dress rehearsal still to come?
Yes, that's on Wednesday. Yes.
Lovely. So, thanks ever so much for coming in and telling us about it. It's exactly what Spotlight's here for.